lovers, welcome back to the Makeup Sex Podcast. It's your girl Alicia, aka Miss New York. Tonight's episode is titled Vagina Love. A healthy pussy is the best pussy. I hope you guys enjoy.
Today's beauty tip is changing your pillowcase at least once a week. Our pillowcases has a buildup of oils, dirt, and sweat from our daily use. This means that, you know, it can harbor bacteria or even make your allergies worse. In some cases, pillowcase can even damage your skin and your hair. So I say once a week, some experts say two times a week or more. But once a week I think should be fine, guys.
You wanna know what's sexy? A healthy credit score. You thought I was gonna say something nasty. No, seriously. If you're struggling with a low credit score with collection calls, liens, garnishment, reach out to Michael Merchant of Alpha Credit Recovery. You will not regret it. Michael is honest. If he cannot help you, he'll let you know, like, straight up, I can't help you. Mention the Makeup Sex Podcast at www.alphacreditrecovery and your first deletion is free. Your consultation is free and the first deletion is free. Trust me, you won't regret it. Having a healthy credit score is the sexiest thing right now. So reach out to Michael Merchner, www.alphacreditrecovery, and tell him the Makeup Sex Podcast sent you. Remember, www.alphacreditrecovery, mention the Makeup Sex Podcast, your first deletion is free. Hey lovers, welcome to yet another episode of the Makeup Sex Podcast. It's your girl Alicia, aka Miss New York. Hey girl, hey, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Ah man, I can't complain. It don't make no sense to complain, but correct. I'm good. Alrighty, so we're going to jump right into the episode. All right, so it's 2022, yes. A pandemic. Has COVID, the pandemic, affected your sex life in any way, shape, or form?
Honestly, it hasn't affected it in a negative light. I would say that I've had more time.
All right. Well, that's not bad. That's good.
Yeah, I've had more time.
Exactly. Because can't really go nowhere. So you're home.
Right.
Why not?
Exactly.
So we're going to play a quick game. This is kind of like a icebreaker to jump into the topic. So Basically, I'm going to ask you a question or give you a scenario and you have to choose one.
Okay. Ready?
When having sex, do you prefer spit or lube?
Spit.
Interesting. Alrighty. So I saw this post on IG and I always ask my guests, during sex, how do you want to feel?
That's a good question. That's such a layered question too. During sex, I want to feel relaxed. I want to feel comfortable. I want to feel safe. And I want to feel sexy as fuck. Excuse me, can I say that?
Of course.
Okay, sure. Good. I want to feel sexy as fuck. I want to feel like the baddest bitch in the only... Well, I don't have to be the only bitch in the room, but the baddest bitch in the I want to feel like I'm giving that same energy to my partner too. I want to make them feel good.
I like that. I like that. All right. The next one is anal or oral?
Oral all day.
I'm with it. I'm with it. All right. So let's say you and Bae discuss having a threesome, but you never officially made plans. One day you come home from work and this sexy ass, like this badass bitch just laying in the bed waiting to devour you. Do you A, jump in the shower real quick? B, curse him the fuck out? C, walk out and be like, hope this shit was a bad dream. Like, I know this nigga didn't just bring somebody home without asking me first.
Definitely. It's got to be between B or C because I don't know. That's really, badass bitches in the room waiting for me to devour me. I'm a vibes type of person. So even though physically it may be really appealing.
Yes.
If I ain't get a chance to vibe with the person and you know what I'm saying? Like it would feel completely uncomfortable for me. So yeah, I would walk out and come back hoping that he understand that he just fucked up.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, like you said, it's sex is more than just, hey, we can just jump in. You got vibes with a person, we got to have chemistry. I got to see it flow, you know. It's not all about the physical, it's a mental.
Exactly. Exactly.
Alrighty. Are you handcuffs or a rope?
The rope.
Like now your handcuffs kind of hurt. Not right.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about when I heard handcuffs, the pain.
Yeah, it could pinch your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, giving or receiving head?
Damn, is that a trick question?
I take it you're on the receiving end.
I'm on the receiving end.
Hey, listen, to each his own. Alrighty.
I mean, but I like to give it too. That's why I'm like, is this a trick question?
Yeah. I mean, I get, like, depend on the vibes, because sometimes, you know, you just want to be the one to devour him, like, you know,
yeah,
he's just laying there chilling and you're just like, damn, I just want to suck this nigga dick.
Exactly. But at the same time, just,
damn, I want to sit on his face. So
exactly, you know. So it really depends on the day and the mood.
Definitely. See, we understand. I get it. All right, the next one is, if bae is not in the mood but you are, do you A, pull out your toy and masturbate, B, go to fuck to sleep, C, suck this nigga dick until he gets in the mood?
Suck this nigga dick until he gets
it. that's what I'm talking about. Give me some shit. I'm going to get this shit started.
Okay.
I'm with it.
You need some help? Oh, it's okay, baby. I got you.
Exactly. Alrighty. The next one is the freakiest shit you've ever done.
Ah, the freakiest? Damn. That's a lot of stuff.
Give us one. You run naked on Megan's bed?
No, not Megan's bay.
Trump bay.
a beach called Santa Maria. Ooh, it's more secluded. So like it had a whole lot of people there. Ooh. And it was very sexy. Lots of naked girls. Ooh. There was also, I had sex like not in a broad daylight, but it definitely wasn't in hiding on Carambola Beach in St. Croix. Like, it was not in hiding at all. All while it was happening, I was like, is this happening? It's happening. And I just let it happen.
Oh, yeah.
I just let it happen. I love
it. Yeah, you just block out your surroundings and you just in the mood, man. Go with it. I'm with it.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So the next one is, bae wants you to swallow, but his cum, it tastes like, ugh, stinks. Do you swallow it or tell him nah with no explanation, or you explain to him that, you know, you need to eat better, your cum stinks?
I'm a talker. I'm about to explain to him that, listen, your pH is off, you're gonna throw mine off, I don't want to taste that, we can, you know, go on a little diet for the week and let's readdress this another time. I'll talk to him.
I like that. Because people don't, like, a lot of things in relationships, sometimes you're afraid you're going to hurt the person feeding, or you're like, oh, let me just take one for the team. But you just mention, hit an important fact, your pH. If his pH off, he's going to throw your fuck off, and then you're like, what the fuck? So
right. Exactly. And like you said something that was really key just now, too. A lot of times people get into relationships and they still have a fair of communicating with the other person, with their partner. And it's unfair to both parties, to me, in my opinion. It's unfair to yourself and it's unfair to the other person, because you're not giving them a chance to know how to love you better, or how to, you know, how to treat you, or what you like, or whatever the case is. So it's unfair.
Exactly. And any relationship is like that. Like, if we're, you know, we're friends, we should be to talk about stuff. If I've hurt you, if you don't like something, like, you know, there's boundaries.
Yeah.
Communication is key in any relationship. Like, we have to speak up.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not just sitting and swallow your nasty cum. I'm gonna be like, listen, this week, let's stay off the meat. Let's eat some fruits and drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll try again next week. All right. The last one is wax or shave.
Wax me, please.
All day, every day.
Correct.
Like, just waxing. I feel like waxing, one, I think it rejuvenates your pussy, because when you wax, it's like, damn, girl, you're pretty.
Right.
And then the shaving, I don't know, for some reason, it just don't give it that, like, smooth effect. Like, I don't think I could ever go back to shaving ever.
I can't go back either. Ever since I started waxing a few years ago, I went back one time, and I will never again. I went back one time to shaving because my wax lady, I'm real loyal when it comes to whoever does my self-care stuff. So my wax lady wasn't available when I needed a wax and I was going out on the water on a boat. And, you know, I refused to be out there like that. So I like, let me just clean it up a little bit. And listen, the ingrown hairs that I experienced after that was crazy. Yeah. I have never experienced nothing like that in my life. So I wouldn't shave in between waxes ever again. And two, I just would not go back to shaving. It don't give you that smooth baby bottom finish.
It don't.
And like you say, a waxing just like rejuvenates the pussy. It makes you feel empowered. Like, yes, I know you can't see it, but I'm walking with a pretty pussy right now.
Exactly. Like when I get waxed, I feel, I don't know, especially like after you taking a shower, your hand just glides.
I can't keep my hand off of it, honestly.
Yeah, and then you're like looking at it like, damn, okay, girl.
All right.
So we're going to jump into the episode. I didn't even tell you the name of the episode, but it's basically Vagina Love. A healthy pussy is the best pussy. As women, you know, taking care of a vagina, it's a full-time job. Like we just talk about waxing, underwear versus no underwear, avoided fragrance-free soap, you know, doctor's visit, funky pamphlets. And guess what? There's no guarantee that your pussy is going to be healthy or happy. You got to take care of it.
Correct.
Alrighty. So I want you to tell the listeners what your vagina specialty is.
My vagina specialty as in what I do or how I take care of mine?
What you do.
What I do. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I am a certified yoni steam therapist. And what I do is I help women to heal themselves by curating herbal blends that target specific ailments or diseases of the womb or vagina. So women may come to me with endometriosis or fibroids or BV or yeast infections, or they may have trouble getting wet, or they have menopausal symptoms, or anything that falls under the guise of reproductive health for women and men. But men don't ever want to talk about this. It's great for their prostate. Steaming is great for their prostate, but the thought of them sitting over a steaming anything, doing anything to their butthole, they're like, nah. It is also good for women. It is also good for men. But yes, for women, and even outside of it's something that I feel we should introduce to even our young women as they start getting their menstrual cycle, because prevention is better than the cure. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our women, especially our Black women, are losing their wombs in these hospitals. Their wombs are being removed, whether it's partially or the whole thing is being removed. And we don't have to get there if we understand our diets and if we understand the holistic methods that we can use to kind of just maintain and prevent diseases, you know. So that's what I do.
Okay. And what made you want to become a yoni steam therapist?
I grew up in a household that didn't really use a lot of Western medicine. We didn't get like prescription pills for things. We used a lot of home remedies. So I was already pretty acclimated with holistic therapy. And through my own experiences with BV, yeast infections, miscarriages, I felt the need to, and also watching the other women around me. I have really close friends that are, they're young. They're like 30 years old, 31 years old. They're getting their wombs removed. And, you know, it just seeing the downfall, the reproductive and sexual health downfall in our Black community, it stood out for me. And so yoni steaming just kind of, I didn't seek it. It just kind of fell in my lap and it became like a passion, a love for me. Yeah. And I love vaginas. I love women.
You know, I had a waxer in New York and I had asked her, like, why do you wax? And that was her same exact answer. She said, I love vaginas. Like, I love making women feel good about this. She's like, the woman's body is beautiful, and she's like, the vagina, like, you know, she did like a kind of art shit, like, for Valentine's Day, she'll probably give you a heart if you, some people like, hey, like, and she just like loved it, like, that was the best wax I've ever had.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, I, like you said, she said she loves making women feel good. Like, it really goes beyond the vagina for me. You know, the vagina to me is our portal to life, to creation, and our own self-empowerment. Like, if we really understand the power in our pussy, for real, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be laying down for just anybody.
Anything. Yep.
We wouldn't, you know, and I love, like I said, beyond the vagina and the womb. I love to build women up. I love to empower them to be their confident selves, to be their goddess self, like, beyond the sexual aspect, just as they navigate through this world. Because a lot of times men get by keeping their foot on women's necks. So we're really suppressed in almost every aspect of this world. So for me, getting into this was really my outlet to also empower women in a lot of the ways that they may reach out to me. Like, a lot of women reach out to me like, hey, how are you so confident? Why are you so comfortable in your skin? You don't think, you know, your breast's too small to be, you know, like, or this or that or the third. And
you are. The first time I saw you, I was like, damn, she's a whole vibe. Like, I was in a trance. It was like, it was 2019. You had on that little pink pants and the little, it was like a white t-shirt, and it was like,
oh, yes, for duvet.
Being smart. Yeah, I was like, damn. Like, you know, I've seen you, I've heard you, but that was my first time seeing you in person like that. And I was like, damn, she just in her own vibes, like, damn, just walking in her life. Like, that shit was, I was like, dang.
Thank you.
And that's what's up. So what all services do you offer? I know you talked about, like, you know, reproduction issues and endometriosis and all those things, but what typical services do you offer? Like, I've never steamed with a professional.
Okay. So yeah, I offer the steam sessions privately, and I also offer them for groups. So if you wanted to, say it's Mother's Day and you wanted to get a group of your friends, or you wanted to steam with your mom, you know, whatever the case is, I do group sessions as well, like little steam parties.
Oh, cool.
I am currently working on a certification in intimacy coaching and relationship coaching.
Nice.
So that, because I do have that passion to bring love back into the Black family, you know, and heal the dynamics that cause us to separate. So I'm working on my certification for that. And then later on this year, I'm scheduled to go and get my certification as a doula so that I can help women bring babies into the world in a more natural and comfortable environment.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, that's your vibes right there.
Yeah, I had my second son at home. It was on accident, but it happened, and I will never go back to a hospital to have a baby again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're strong.
Yeah. It was quite the experience.
I bet. Damn, no epidural, no nothing.
Nothing. I mean, I didn't have any epidural for the first one either, but I had him in a hospital, and I didn't like the experience. I didn't like the nurse constantly coming in and sticking her hand up my vagina to check my dilation, you know.
That shit hurts.
It's painful. And a lot of the things they do is not for the benefit of mom or the baby. It's for them so that they can continue to run their system. And that don't work for me. Having a baby is already like a foot in, foot out. And I think it should be a safe, comfortable, peaceful, energy filled environment, you know, like a very, it needs to feel at home. Them sticking their hand up your vagina is only for them to be able to gauge how much time is needed before the doctor needs to be on call. It has nothing to do with you and that baby. So you're going through all of that unnecessary pain for them, you know, and you're paying them to do that. No,
you're absolutely correct. I agree with you. I am looking at it from that standpoint. I never thought of it like that.
But yeah,
it makes a lot of sense. Alrighty. And what do you consider a healthy pussy? Or a healthy vagina?
I consider a healthy pussy one that is functioning at its optimal level. So, or how you can get a healthy pussy is one, eating, of course, not everybody has a vegan diet and not everyone needs a vegan diet, but just eating clean. Mm-hmm. So if you're eating meats, you know, try to make them as clean as possible. Drink lots of water, lots of fruits, balance your pH system. When you wash your vagina, you don't wash it with scented soaps. You wash it with either a natural soap if you must or none at all on the inside, you know, like women always be like, are you crazy? No soap.
I know.
No, I'm not it's so, crazy.
It's so funny you said that, like growing up, I remember using like Irish Spring. Mm-hmm. Harsh as fuck. Like,
very harsh. I can't even use that shit on my face.
Exactly. Your Caribbean parents, like, you know, whatever soap in the house, it doesn't matter. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that's what you bathe with. And it's like you grow up thinking like you're supposed to, like, you know, it wasn't until like I got to college and I started going for my pap smear. And my doctor was like, you know, you don't need soap. You just need water. She said, water is fine.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, she's like, well, what type of soap are you using? And I was like, oh, I'm using such. She's like, no, stop. Cut it out. I was like, really? Like, I really didn't know. Cause you know, we wasn't taught this. We didn't have these classes in school or, you know, Irish Spring, so that's why I grew up on Irish Spring.
Irish Spring, exactly, or Dial, or one of those.
Yeah,
exactly. I get it.
Soap, and it's like, oh damn, did I really use that? And you know, it's so funny. That was actually one of the next questions, like asking you how you felt about douching and vaginal washes.
Mm. Douching is a no-no.
Hell yeah.
It removes a lot of the natural good bacteria that you should have there. Douching is a no-no. The steam is a more gentle process because what happens with the steam is instead of anything like going up in there and washing everything out completely, the properties mm-hmm. from the herbs, from the plant the oil is carried through the steam and penetrates the tissues. So to draw out anything that doesn't belong, it pushes out the dead cells, the toxic matter, the heavy metals, all the waste. It gets the blood, the system circulating to push everything out that doesn't need to be there. So it's not just like masking the issue by washing out the vaginal canal. And also stripping yourself of the bacteria that you may need, you know.
I thought it was like, you know, oh, this cell, this and the cell, you're supposed to douche, you know, you're supposed to douche after your period or,
yeah,
you know, again, growing up like that, you don't know no better. And then when you, you know,
mm-hmm. Yep, you learn as you grow. I mean, I had to learn as I grow too, because even though, you know, I think it's just a thing with older Caribbean parents. And I do see that with the new generations coming, we're a lot more open to talking to our children and being transparent with them. And it is a beautiful thing. But like the older generations didn't know how to, it was taboo to talk about those things other than go wash it and make sure it washed good. Yeah. There was there wasn't much instructions or guidance, you know, when it came to hygiene or sex. So we got into a lot of trouble and we had to learn the hard way when it came to a lot of stuff because no one was being transparent with us.
Yeah, because you couldn't talk to your mother. I don't think that I've ever spoken to my mother. I think maybe when I got to college, she was like, oh, you know, I know you're in college and you're gonna have sex, so just protect yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And one time I got a UTI.
Yeah.
I had went to the hospital and told, she's like, oh, I would have told you to drink some cranberry juice. So maybe if you had told me about these things from younger, then I would have not had a fucking $800 hospital bill.
Right.
To thump me in my back and tell me, oh yeah, you have a UTI.
Exactly. Or you would not get a UTI in the first place because you would have known after sex, you pee. Go and pee.
Exactly. And that's exactly where it was. I was fucking around and then I'm like, oh God, my pussy hurts. Like, every minute I got my, you know, I didn't know.
Yeah, you don't know. I experienced this. I got a UTI. It was in my early 20s. I got a UTI, had sex, probably went straight to sleep. And the next day I was pissing blood. Like it was little spots of blood as I peed. And it was extremely painful. And my mother was like, oh, drink some cranberry juice. You need to pee after you have sex. Get up, even if you don't take a shower right away, go and clean yourself up and go pee. Let the bacteria. I'm like, well, I'm 20 odd years old with two kids already. Why didn't you tell me this before?
No, we didn't talk about it. Was like you said, it's a taboo. But you just, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So also another way of having good pussy is not giving it up to niggas that don't deserve it. I honestly, like you mentioned earlier, you know, your partner has a off pH balance, you smelling out, don't let them inside of you. Like, it's, you have to love your vagina more than their feelings. You gotta speak up and let them know, hey, you know, you can't put your dirty hands there, go wash your hands, you know.
You have
to speak up and teach people how to love you and honor you and respect you, and that makes for a good pussy. Because the more you suppress yourself just so that they don't feel uncomfortable, your pussy is going to feel rather uncomfortable when it's all said and done. So who you choosing, you know? I definitely had to learn as well. Like, don't put these guys' feelings over your own. Cause when you're sitting there uncomfortable or, you know, whatever the case is, they on their merry way. And, I don't mean to talk a lot, but
Nah, you fine.
Another thing that happens that I've seen it happen, and we hear about this all the time, men talking about women with stink pussies, her pussy smell like tuna fish or this or that and a third. These men will talk about you and not know that the reason their pussy smells this way is because of them. It's because of their off pH balance. It's because of their poor hygiene. They ain't pulling their skin back. They're not eating well. They're not protecting themselves. Whatever the case may be, we pick up these odors and these bacteria from men that are out here poorly taking care of themselves. And then because our bodies show it, their bodies don't show it. They walk around with trichomonas or trichomoniasis, and they have bad bacteria. Their bodies don't show it like ours does. Our bodies is meant to push it out and say, hey, alarm system, there's something going on. Something's going on within you or around you that doesn't need to be, you know? And so we're the ones with the bad rep about having a stink pussy or, you know, whatever the case is. Stop giving these men your vagina for them to turn around and call you a stink pussy when they the one with the dirty dick. That's like a golden rule for me.
Nail on the head. It's that I definitely agree with that. And it's like, you know, before, again, younger days, teenage, 20s, I didn't pay attention to my, you know, my fluid. Like, you're not looking like, no, check like, okay, you know, is it clear? Is it creamy? Is it thick? Like,
right.
I didn't know the difference until the doctor explained like the BV, and she's like, well, what type of soap are you using? And then I told her, and it's like, okay, no. So until she explained that, I was like, damn, I didn't even know these things. And it could have been, like you said, at that time, I think I was married. And it could have been from him.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, why smell like that? Well, you know, they judge you. Like you said, it comes from them.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah, it's very true. I mean, there's other factors, like you say, what soap you could be, I mean, you know, what soap you may be using. I don't think the soap will give you an odor though. The soap may throw off your consistency, in your fluids a little bit. It may do that, but it won't give you an odor.
That's from the
that's from some other shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that you don't, some other shit that you like, no. The nigga was cheating. So what's going on here? Like, this is weird. Like, my pussy don't usually do this. Something's not right. I feel weird. I feel funny.
I got into it one time with this guy that I was talking to. We weren't together. We were just talking. Actually, like, to be completely transparent, I was cheating with this guy. And, you know, this was way after I had been cheated on 1,004,000 times. So, you know, that was my way in my young days of finding my power again. So I cheated. And this guy, you know, me and him were talking and involved for some time. And he had came to visit me And we had sex, we did whatever we did or whatever the case is. Like a day later, 2 days later, I'm experiencing this discharge that was just completely abnormal. The color was like yellowish, greenish. Mm. It smelled and it hurt. Like it itched. It was irritated.
Yeah.
So I hit him up and I'm like, hey, you know, I experiencing some things and I don't know, maybe if you should get checked, you know. As a matter of fact, no, I lie. That was the second time. It happened again the first time, but I didn't think it was him. The doctor told me, oh, it's BV. It could, you know, it's BV. You could just do this, do that, whatever. Take these pills. And so, no, a friend of mine, that she had experienced the same issues and it was trichomoniasis. So I went to the doctor and I told her, listen, these are the symptoms. I had it before because for BV, they don't really give you pills or they don't really give you anything. They just tell you, you know. So mm-hmm. I told her what it was. I told her that I had it before, even though I hadn't. I just told her that I did so she could just give me the pills because she was trying to tell me, no, it just seems like BV. And I'm like, my vagina does not do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she gave me the pills for the trichomoniasis. It went away. And I really didn't think nothing of it. I just thought, like, I really did think that it was just the BV, but I wanted to make sure I get rid of it for sure. So I used the other pills. Anyway. He came to visit me again, like some months later or whatever. And the same thing happened. So I call him this time and I'm like, listen, I experienced in this and da, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So I think that you should get checked out. You know, I didn't even come at him no kind of way because again, we're cheating with each other. So he doing his thing, you know, I just let him know, forewarning, my body is showing signs that something is wrong and it happens every time I encounter you. So, you know. He got really defensive and he's like, no, that gotta be something that you doing and da 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 da. And I'm like, listen, I had to deal with vaginas on a regular. I'm telling you that our vaginas are pushing out what doesn't belong. It's like an alarm system to let us know when we've encountered something that doesn't belong there. And the past two times that I've encountered you, this is what has happened. And up to now, I mean, I don't speak to him, but I'm just up to now, I haven't gotten an admittance that, okay, you may be right or no, I was still to blame. And that is just the natural nature of an egotistical man who refuses to put his pride aside and say, okay, let's fix this, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really important to me to not give these men that power to do so by standing in our own power and saying no when it's not right or just paying attention to things that just don't feel right, you know?
And your body never lies. It tells you.
It doesn't, yeah.
You got to listen to your body. You got to listen to your pussy. You got to look at it like, yeah, this don't look right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you said, he couldn't take ownership like, damn, well, let me go get checked out. So now it's like, you know we're creeping. He have his partner at home. She probably experiencing the same thing and thinking that it's her.
Exactly.
You know, as women, we don't blame ourselves. Oh, it's me. It's my body. It's me. It's my pussy. You know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he did tell me that. Like, it was all his pride and his ego not wanting to just admit that there may be something wrong. Because he did tell me that the woman he was at home with and the other one that he was talking to both had experienced the same thing. Not in that same instance. He told me this, like, from before, that they both had experienced the same, that they had experienced that, and the one girl that he was talking to at the time was saying that she experienced it after she came back from here with me, and it just don't make any sense. And I'm like, no, because I was fine. The one that he was living with at the time, living with before, he had told me like a year before that she was getting these odors, and he don't know how to tell her that she needs to, like, you know, mm-hmm. get check up and check herself, yeah, and blaming her, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, maybe you both should go for a checkup, you know.
Yeah, but men like to go to the doctor. If you go to the doctor and you find them, they think that they're fine.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-mm-mm.
This episode is sponsored by Cut Out Secrets. If you're anything like me and love to masturbate, you want to check out www.cutoutsecrets.com. Use code MAKEUPSEX69 for 10% off your entire order. If you want to spice up your sex life, trust me. Go to the site, www.cutoutsecrets.com. Use code
Makeup Sex 69 for 10% off your entire order. You will not be disappointed.
Where did the word yoni derive from? Like, I just thought it's such like an interesting name, like yoni.
It is, right? It's a Sanskrit word, from what I've learned. It's a Sanskrit word that is the description for the entire reproductive system in its physical and metaphysical state. So it's not just the vulva or the vagina or the womb, it's mm-hmm. the entire system. And it's directly translated, it means sacred space.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And that is your sacred space.
It is. It is. It's a funny word, like when you first start saying it, but when you really understand what it means, you know, it's kind of an empowering word. It sounds funny, but mm-hmm. it is sacred. Yeah. And we should honor it as a sacred space.
Yeah. This is my yoni.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. So what are some of the benefits of a yoni steam? I know earlier we had talked about, you know, the reproductive system and like bad periods and, you know, mm-hmm. what are some of the like the key benefits of having a yoni steam?
So yoni steams detox you. So mm-hmm. like I said before, those heavy metals, the dead cells, the dead blood cells that are left behind, just mm-hmm. like how we have to detox our bodies, our gut,
mm-hmm.
We detox our hair, you know, we have to detox our wombs as well. Our bodies are filtering things daily. And when we don't eat right, when we don't consume enough water, when we don't, you know, consume the proper herbs or supplements, it's not functioning and filtering at its optimal level. So, you know, on a monthly basis, when we're pushing out and purging during our period, not everything goes with it. Yeah. So we have to filter these things out that just kind of build up. A lot of times that those fibroids or cysts and things like that is a buildup of excess toxins, you know? So detoxing and kind of just purging the system on a monthly basis is extremely beneficial. It helps us to get more wet. After a steam, you'll experience more wetness. Because the mucous membranes are being stimulated, anything that was clogging those membranes have now been pushed and removed. So you, like I say, you experience that extra lubrication for no damn good reason. You're just walking on the street, splishing and splashing. Yes. You also, if you are, you know, kind of have a poor diet or anything that affects your gaseous state, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. it helps to remove gas as well. So like a lot of times, I know when I'm real gassy, sometimes I just go sit down and steam. You can do this even just with water, but the steam itself will help to, you know, deflate. It'll help to deflate you.
Yes. Nice. I never knew that.
Yes. Another benefit is tightness. So depending on the herbs that you use, it may stimulate it may help to tone and tighten the reproductive system. Like raspberry tea leaf is mm-hmm. great for that. It tones and tightens the reproductive system. So it also works on that pelvic floor, as well. Okay. It also is great for fertility. Like this is just steaming in itself. The different herbs bring different benefits. Oh. So steaming in itself overall is what I'm telling you about, you know, the extra wetness, the tightness, the, getting rid of gas. Like I said, it pushes out whatever toxins doesn't belong there. So sometimes after a steam, some women may experience a change in their discharge. And this is where people carry this myth that steaming gives you yeast infections. It does not give you yeast infections. It doesn't give you an infection. It helps to push out whatever infection you're actually harboring. So you may see a change in your discharge over the first couple of days. Like it may be a little thicker, it may be a little grayish in color or a little discolored. It's normal and it's working. That's all it means. It's working. If you experience it like beyond 2 weeks after a steam, then it's something to check into.
Okay.
But I've never had a client say that they've experienced it for 2 weeks, not even a week, maybe 2 days, a couple days after. And then they're back, they're normal. As a matter of fact, they're better than normal. They're splishing and splashing around, you know? So it is, like I say, if you do have some things going on that need to purge, it's gonna be purged out. It's not a yeast infection. It's nothing to be alarmed about. That means it's working. Another benefit is definitely fertility. A lot of women.
That was one of my next question. Like, asking, does the steam help with like fertility?
So you got to be careful if you don't want to get pregnant. it most definitely helps, because you know, when you purge out the cyst, your system, you're creating like healthy grounds. You're creating fertile grounds, literally, you know, to conceive. So it definitely makes you susceptible to pregnancy. Okay. So yeah.
Quick question. I follow like a lot of mom blog stuff and yoni stuff on like Instagram, and sometimes I don't know what the procedure is or what they do, but you have you know those things where they push something up in you and then when they pull it out, it's, you know, it's like all black, or I don't know what it is, like a, you know, like an egg, like,
oh, the yoni pearl.
Oh, okay.
Yes, a yoni pearl. I personally have never used one because it just seems like a really harsh treatment. Yeah. But it is something I'm gonna purchase some and use it and try it out, because a lot of women ask me about them, and I don't like to share things that I don't know about and I don't trust myself, you know. So, so it is all natural, but it's a more potent and more harsh treatment. I personally think it would be, if you like, once a year type of thing, maybe twice a year, depending on like your diet and the thing and what you do, and you know, but I don't think it's something that needs to happen every month.
Okay. And when should a woman steam? Like, before, is it best to steam before your period or after?
It depends on what you're steaming for.
Okay.
So for instance, if you're having like irregular periods or things like that, I would steam before it's expected, so that you can bring it down. Or if you're having like, if you suffer from really bad cramps, or heavy bleeding, I would steam beforehand so that it could try to regulate it, you know.
Okay.
If you are wanting to get pregnant, I would steam after your period so that you just kind of purge out everything from your period and create those fertile grounds for when you're ovulating, you know, you're ready to go.
Okay.
So it just depends on what you're steaming for. Some things, it doesn't matter whether you steam before or after. But some things you may, you know, want to create a set regimen, but it is important to know that consistency is everything. So no matter what you're steaming for, whether it's for a specific thing or just for hygiene and regular maintenance, consistency is everything when it comes to holistic practices. You ain't going to just steam once and then boom, you don't have fibroids. Boom, you know.
Yeah.
You got to be consistent. Yeah.
And anything you do, you got to be consistent.
Correct. Exactly. Unlike pills, like think about like a pill, a pharmaceutical pill that kind of, it kind of forces the body to do what you want it to do, as opposed to naturally healing the parts of the body that's stopping it from functioning the way that it should, you know? And that's what holistic health holistic healing does in my eyes, or that's what it does, period. It helps the body to get back to its most healthy state by gradually working on the things that are not functioning, as opposed to like a force fix.
Okay. I read somewhere that women with IUDs, and I have an IUD, so that's why I've done a little mini steam at home, but it was like, oh, don't do it for too long. Like, you know, maybe like 10, 20 minutes just to help cramps, because I get really, really bad cramps.
Yeah.
But women with IUD, in your professional opinion, is this like a fact, or, you know, you could still do it?
You can still do it. It would definitely be at your own risk. what happens is the steam loosens, it loosens up the system. So
you wet, you ready, pussy ready to get pregnant.
Exactly. And it loose, so the IUD now is at risk of being shifted out of place because it's your system is opening. Your it's contracting, you know?
Okay. Well, no steam for me.
Yeah. Yeah, girl.
Alrighty. So let's say I'm on a budget, you know. Can I do my own steam at home? And like, what supplies would I need?
Absolutely. So if you are on a budget, honestly, so I sell the herbs already blended. I'm sure there are many other practitioners that do the same thing. So you can purchase your herbs from someone. It's really not that expensive. It's not as expensive as going to someone for a steam. And you can most definitely steam at home. I don't necessarily like the thought of plastic and steam and it going up into your vagina. Okay. But a lot of women do use those little plastic bowls. Yeah, that sit over the toilet.
Yeah.
That whole situation for me is like, ew, to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, just for me in my mind, you know, like, I can't see myself getting comfortable and relaxing and detoxing on top of my toilet. I don't care how much I scrub it. Yeah. It just don't feel right for me. And then on top of it, we're including plastic in the mix. None of it sits well for me. So what I would suggest for women who are on a budget and want to start begin healing themselves, purchase some herbs from either a local vendor. You can do your research on Pinterest, YouTube, Google, anything to find herbs that will help you. And you can purchase your herbs from local vendors, or you can purchase your herbs from me. I got you. Yes. What you do is you boil some, you bring some water to a boil on the stove, about, you know, maybe about a pint of water. I mean, I'm sorry, about not a gallon. Don't need to be a whole gallon at all. Just a little, like, you know, like one of those saucepans. Like you could fill two quarts. I think that's like 2 quarts. Mm-hmm. So you could fill one of those saucepans like halfway, because you don't want the steam to reach your vagina. Like, you don't want it to be right up on your vagina, because then it'll burn. So you fill the saucepan up about halfway, and you bring your water to a boil, and then you put your herbs in, and you let it boil for another like maybe 2 to 3 minutes, just to get the oils, you know, get the oils to start being released or whatever. And then you will need like about two hand towels. So you can sit the pot on the floor and put the towels around the pot so that it doesn't burn your legs. And then you just kneel right over the pot. The difference, the difference between a at home steam like that or a steam with a practitioner is the timing. You'll only get about 10 to 15 minutes worth of steam, as opposed to steaming with a practitioner who has all the equipment. You'll get about a good hour.
Oh, okay. Because if you're at home, the water ain't gonna stay hot that long. Everything's timing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So after you steam, just kind of like after you got a wax.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? Like, is it like new pussy? Who's this? Like, do you feel, you know?
Yes, girl. Listen, I don't know how many of my listeners are weed smokers or have smoked weed before in their life. But if you have, or if you know about cannabis, you know how it relaxes you. That's exactly how your vagina feels afterwards. I'd always tell people, like, my vagina feel like it just bun a joint. It is extremely relaxed, and it feels rather high maintenance. it really, like, after a steam, you really just want to relax. You don't want to, you're not going to want to do a whole lot. I mean, yeah, if it's the same feeling as getting a wax, except more relaxed.
Yeah. It's like you're at peace, like your whole vibe's just
Yes.
Right. I like that. Alrighty. So last question for the episode is, what sexual advice would you give to a younger you?
Sexual advice I would give to a younger me. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. Do not compromise my comfort. Do not compromise your comfort. Don't say yes because you think it's going to satisfy them. Don't say yes because you think it's going to make the relationship better, because it's not. Don't say yes because you rather not confront what the issue is. Don't compromise. Like that is the sexual advice I would give to my younger self for sure. Say no to fuck boys.
The hell fucking no.
Correct.
Alrighty. So usually at the beginning of every episode, I give a beauty tip. I would love for you to bless my listeners with, you know, your beauty tip. What is your beauty tip?
My beauty tip. What do? Honestly, I'm going to just tell you my regimen. I take a shower. I wash my face with a natural soap, most likely turmeric soap, because turmeric evens the complexion. It brightens the complexion. It gets rid of dark spots and it helps to fight acne. So turmeric soap is like a go-to for me. And then I use witch hazel to tone my face. And then I use rose oil or some sort of natural oil to just moisturize it. I mean, oil may not be for everyone. Some people have really oily skin and they don't need oil. They may need like a water-based cream or something like that. But moisture is necessary. And I use coconut oil or grapeseed oil or avocado oil all over my skin. I don't use grocery store lotion. I use either oil, or in cold weather, I use shea butter and I whip it with some oils. And that's it. Like, that's how I beautify myself. That's literally it.
Okay, I like it. You are you.
Yep. Real simple.
Alrighty. And is there anything you want to plug? You want to tell the listeners where they could follow you, where they could find your website to buy those steams that so they could do a steam at home?
Yes, yes, yes. The website is currently being built at this very moment. So what you can do for now is follow me on my IG at Key Wellness. That's K-I Wellness Collective.co. And my personal IG page is I Am Kia White. And so you can follow me there. You can DM me, hit me up. I have information on how to get in contact with me all over those two pages. So yeah, schedule your appointment. As the website comes up, I will be pushing for women to steam at home. I will be pushing for women to do steam parties. I will be pushing, pushing the demos so that women can steam at home. I will have wooden steam seats, steam stools for women to purchase. They'll be more compact than my big old, you know, steam seat that I steam my women on. It'll be more compact. You'll be able to unscrew the legs so that you can put it away at home. I'll have the seats and the herbs. So like I said, women can steam at home. I'm a giver of information, so I don't feel like making everybody come to me is the way that we all gonna win. I feel like empowering women to steam at home and heal themselves and understand that the power is really in our hands. It's better for the community than me trying to have all the clients to myself, you know? So I definitely encourage steaming at home, getting the knowledge. And in May, the potential date is Mother's Day. We are having an event called Eden. And Eden is a creative space for women to just come and free up themselves. Come take off your clothes. Come run around naked if that's what suits you. Yes. Come and we'll have different services. So I'll be doing steaming. There'll be a tantric massage therapist. We'll have a lady that does natural facelifts and cupping. We'll have facials and reflexology. There'll be food all day. You can't get hungry because there's going to be lots of food. We're going to have a sensual dance session. So we're going to have a dancer come in and just guide us. You don't have to be a professional. All you have to do is relax. That's it. Just relax and come in and get guided in some sensual dance movement. We'll also have a therapist. She's young, she's Black, she's vibrant, and she is she's certified or licensed as a therapist. And she'll just be guiding the conversation. So we'll have girl talk, and she's just there to like break the ice and guide the conversation so we can just free up and be vulnerable with each other. And like I say, it's just a space where women can come and get creative and get free. When women are operating in their divine feminine energy, we really are way more free and fluid and playful than this hardworking boss mom that we have to be out here in this world, you know? Yeah. We like to play. So yeah. I'm creating a safe space for women to do so. There's also, how could I forget to mention that there's also going to be like some art. So whether we do body art, the last one we did it in St. Croix, and we had an artist come and she did like body art on you, and you kind of printed your butt to the canvas. So it looked like a silhouette. It was really, really, really sexy, really nice. So yeah, there's going to be that. Like I said, that event is called Eden, and the potential date as of right now is Mother's Day, but we still have to lock that in. So once you follow my page, you could look out for all updates, all information, and ask me anything.
Okay. I love it. Well, I thank you so much for being a guest on the Makeup Sex podcast. Appreciate you.
And thank you.
Stay you, stay beautiful. And man, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you for having me as well.
All righty. That's what we got to do. We got to work together, man.
Yeah, man. Definitely. If you need me for another one, I'm here.
Oh, yes. We definitely got to go live. I would like to do a live so you can answer questions.
And yes.
Yes. So.
Yes. Let me know.
Of course. All righty, babe. Have a good one.
You too, love.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode. It's your girl, Alicia, a.k.a. Miss New York. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media platforms at The Makeup Sex Podcast. And as always, peace, love, and orgasms.